Welcome, Green Future Growers, Progressive Radio Network listeners, and anybody who's new to the show. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer, and let's get growing. Did you get your copy of the 2018 Spring Garden Journal? It's now live on Amazon for only $8.95. Since I took out January and February, it really dropped the price. It's a great place to record your garden journey, keep all your data in one place. You're going to want to remember frost dates, planting dates, seed varieties, harvest dates. And just so many of my guests have said that keeping good records have helped them be the most productive gardeners they can be. Mike and I created this journal to keep track of what you're growing, what you're eating, what you're harvesting, and just all those things together. So get your 2018 Spring Garden Journal today. I'm just eating healthier.
That sounds awesome. Nice work.
So between the comedy, and I feel like I've learned so much from you. Like the difference between what you were talking about last week and what I made is I don't have the mung beans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. I mean,
yeah,
it's a lot of sauteed veggies. I put some tofu in it on a bed of rice.
You know, Jackie, I ended up not ordering. Are you recording yet? Because you can if you want to, since we're kind of following
up. I just turned it on because I'm afraid I'm going to forget.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's good because I was going to say I didn't end up ordering the split yellow mung beans. I had some whole, the green mung beans, and I'm just sprouting them. So I actually have been doing like a pre-cleanse the last few days. So I cut out caffeine and sugar and processed foods and wheat and all of that. And I made a split pea soup with carrots, and I made a red lentil dal with tomatoes and kale and ate that with rice. And my mung beans will be ready tomorrow. They've been sprouting the last couple of days, and I can tell you how to do that. That's kind of it's an easy process.
I was kind of wondering, what the heck is she talking about, sprouting beans? Like, I imagine it's kind of like sprouting seeds.
It is. And it's great for this time of the year. You get this really nutrient-dense food. And you can, you know, do it from a dried bean. And so what I do is I take, like, a quart-sized jar, and I fill it. I'll put like a quarter cup at the very most. That's actually a lot of beans in the bottom. So maybe even an eighth of a cup. Like I cover the bottom with a couple layers of beans, and they're pretty tiny to start. And
they
then
are.
What I'll do. Yeah.
I thought they would be like chickpea size.
Well, not when they're dry. At least not the ones I've been using. And so what you do the first 24 hours, you soak the beans. So I just pour water over the beans and let them soak. And then the next morning I strain it off. And then for the next several days, once a day, I just rinse them with cold water, and then they start to sprout. And you can cover them with a cheesecloth or something like that if you'd like. And mine, I think I started them Sunday night, and I will be cooking with them tomorrow. And so it's something, they're a lot easier to find than the split yellow mung dal. You can just get the green. And I think like, what is the red? There's an organic company. I'm not thinking of it right now. Has a red label. I think the word red is in the.
Bob's Red Mill.
Bob's Red Mill. Thank you. I couldn't think of it. Bob's Red Mill, which a lot of the grocery stores around here carry, has those beans. So. That's an easy way to start if you're still thinking about cleansing. And I actually posted on my website under my healing food tab. So if you go to groundedhere.com/cleanse, I wrote up a bit about what it means to me to cleanse. And there's links to ask for support if you need it. And my Kintori recipe is there. So if anybody is needing that, or you want to check it out too, Jackie, you can. So
I have checked it out. I kind of went all through your website again for the second time because it's so like, there's so much there. So it's fun to look at, but it's like, it's not like my website. Like that's just kind of this cluster. I don't know. you know the word that comes next, but anyway, it's nice and neat and simple and organized nicely with all these cool pictures and like little infographics mixed in.
Thank you. Well, it's a work in progress, and I used to have a WordPress site that was a cluster, and so this is
that really the problem helpful, that I'm a WordPress site. I have like 10 WordPress sites, but I'm starting to think like it is time to say goodbye to WordPress because I'm just, I don't know. I started two new sites this spring, authenticteacher.com and authenticmath.com, I think, or awesome science action club. And I don't really like the way either one of them look. Like, neither one of them are inviting to me. They're both kind of like bland. I mean, they're both like practically identical. I probably choose the same theme. And sometimes I think that's it. But then, you know, when you go into WordPress and you change a theme, like all your photos disappear and you have to start all over from scratch practically. Or maybe they've updated it since I first started. But
yeah, I don't know. Well, if you decide you want to shift, I've got some web people in my pocket I'm happy to recommend. So you really? Just let me know. Yeah. So we can chat about that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you want to hear, I was going to share, in addition to the sprouting of the mung beans, I wanted to share how to make ghee today.
Oh, cool. That's awesome sound? Because that guy, John Lee Dumas, that I listen to all the time, who's like the podcasting host, but he's also like really into nutrition and fitness and all that kind of thing. He talks about using ghee a lot.
Oh, cool.
And so well, making great. It, because then besides the fact that I was looking at it in the store this weekend and it was pretty spendy. I was like, well I'm not buying that today.
I mean, it's a few, it's like almost 1.5 times what a pound of butter will be for a pound of ghee because it's the processing that you're paying for. You know, somebody's had to cook it down. So if you're not sure what ghee is, it's not the clothing you wear to do jiu-jitsu. It's actually clarified butter. And in East Indian cooking and Ayurvedic cooking, it's thought to have many special qualities. And that is because it's so refined. So it's said to carry the medicinal value of whatever it's cooked with deep into the body's tissues. So if you pour an oil over something, it's often clear versus like putting cream over something, right? There's a density. It's less refined, right? The cream or a yogurt versus an oil. And so ghee is actually an oil. And oftentimes it is used in the cleansing process to help carry the spices and the herbs that are being cooked deeper into the tissues for a deeper cleansing effect. So ghee.
Okay, ghee.
Ghee. Special qualities. Refined. Carries the medicinal value of whatever it's cooked with deep into the body's tissues. And so during a cleanse, it's the preferred oil to use. Now, of course, if you have a vegan diet or something, then you can use coconut oil. But today we're going to talk about ghee. And ghee has a very shelf life. I'm going to tell you. It is butter. It is clarified butter, which I think I mentioned before, and I'll tell you how to make it. But it has this long shelf life as long as you don't contaminate it with water or a dirty spoon because it is an animal product. You know, we want to make sure that we're not, you know, putting water in it and giving it an opportunity to grow any kind of bacteria. So the best way to make ghee is to get a pound, or you can, if you're going to make a pound of it, start with a pound of unsalted organic butter. And when I was living in Michigan, I had a farm share that I was able to get raw milk and butter. And that was amazing to make the ghee from that. But if you can't get a hold of raw, just unsalted organic butter will do just fine. And you're going to melt that over medium heat and just barely boil until you see the cream colored milk curds from the bottom form at the bottom, excuse me. And then the color of the butter will turn to this like golden. It's really beautiful and it's clear. You'll be able to see all the way to the bottom of the pot. Ooh. Now, the farmer that I was working with was like, why would you boil the butter? The butter is so amazing. And I want to be really clear that I think, you know, especially organic raw butter from grass-fed cows has a lot of value, and I am not opposed to butter at all. Ghee has a different value. It can, when I said it can store for a long time on the shelf, it can cook at a really high heat, higher than butter, without smoking. And it has that quality of being super refined. And it also has this, we call it in Sanskrit a prabhav, which is like a special quality. It stokes digestive fire, so it helps boost your appetite without overheating what we call pitta dosha, which is like the fire and water element, without causing any inflammation, without, you know, causing any kind of upset. So it's a really cool food to use to stoke digestion, and it improves absorption and assimilation for better digestion. So it's like a medicinal butter, if you will. And there's this tradition, or this, I guess the product is shot.grita, which is 100 times washed ghee. And I may have said that wrong. But the idea is that so the ghee doesn't always look like an oil. After you cook it and you strain it through cheesecloth into a glass jar and store it on the shelf, if you're not in a really warm environment, it will harden, not completely hard. It'll be soft, but it won't look like an oil anymore. But if you wanted to make this really refined product, you could wash it with cold water over and over and over again, and it'll turn to this really, really, really white color. And then that becomes a medicinal cream for the body. It's really good for healing scars or tattoos or just hydrating the skin. So it has all these different purposes. I mostly use it as a food and to cook with, because it's such a great cooking oil. And I like how it tastes. Some people don't, but I really do.
So what do you use it for cooking? Like stir fries, things that you cook at high heat, french fried potatoes or something? Like, what are good things to cook with it?
I use it for, it's like my number one oil. I use it for almost anything. And I even will, you know, heat some and pour it on top of like a soup, or I have a high fat diet because those fats have a lot of energy. They're long lasting energy. And so I tend to use it with anything, but especially, yeah, if you're frying something or you're cooking something at high heat, then it is a great oil to use. But I haven't really found anything I don't like it for. You know, some people will use it in their bulletproof coffee instead of butter, because then if you're thinking about the purpose of bulletproof coffee, right? Helping people to like keep that energy longer. Well, you think you use ghee instead of butter, it's going to carry that property even deeper and longer lasting, at least is the theory. And so I will use it in my coffee when I drink coffee. I'm not doing that this week though.
I have no idea what bulletproof coffee is. Oh, it's coffee with butter?
Let's do a little search here. I think it's also a brand unto itself and a concept. But bulletproof,
I'm kind of a boring coffee drinker.
Yeah, it's this idea of it being a high performance coffee drink. Mm-hmm. So you can look at that. Folks know what it is. I'm guessing some folks know what it is. And yeah, sure. I found somebody who wrote, it's not just butter coffee. But I'm not the expert on bulletproof coffee, but people basically are putting oil and ghee or butter into their coffee.
I put molasses in my coffee because my nutritionist told me that added mineral to my diet.
Sure, absolutely does.
I don't know. I kind of go through stages. Sometimes I just like cream. I mean, my preferred choice is just cream, but that gives me really bad breath, and I don't like to put cream and sugar because that's a lot of calories, and the molasses kind of makes a mediocre thing for me, like a medium.
That's good.
Who knows?
A happy medium.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So ghee, so in a cleanse right now, in a traditional cleanse, folks will take ghee on its own or, cooked with specific herbs at the beginning of the day to start to flush out the digestive system. I I use it just to cook my kitchery with and put on top of my kitchery or my steamed vegetables. But it's really the only oil that I'm using this week as I'm cleansing.
Well, the hardest thing for me has been like, so I grew up in the generation of low fat foods. And so like, I haven't put butter on vegetables since I was like 12. And then I talked to the woman from the Weston A. Price Foundation, Sally Fallon. And she said that if you don't put butter on your vegetables, like your sweet potatoes or your carrots or anything, corn, you know, you're not getting the full nutrient value of the cooked vegetables. And so I've been trying to add butter to my vegetables, but it's really hard for me after years of like, and I love like corn on the cob with just pepper and salt, or mostly pepper because I didn't eat salt for a long time because I thought that wasn't good for me either. You know, so I like beets fresh out of the garden, just with pepper, like is what I've eaten for years. It's so hard for me to add butter, but ghee could be a good substitute. Like, and I've, like I said, I've heard so many good things about it for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also for folks who might have some lactose intolerance. It can be not an allergy, not a dairy allergy, but if there are some just moderate level intolerance with dairy, some folks can tolerate ghee because the milk solids have been removed. That's what happens in that cooking process. They go to the bottom and the top of the pot, and then you strain them off. They don't turn into oil.
What I'm curious about is if it'll work for Mike, because like Mike makes all these, he's like a big baker, but like some things he puts butter and margarine into together. And I want to get rid of that margarine. Like, I just, I'm like, why do we still have margarine in our lives? Like that stuff is supposed to be so toxic. So I'm curious if it will work there.
Yeah. There's, I love scones. I may have mentioned that. I think we did a scone. I think we did a scone episode already.
We did.
But there's in Amadea Morningstar's Ayurvedic Cooking for Westerners. She has a great scone recipe using ghee and I love it. It's a really good recipe and I've baked with it and find it quite helpful. Although I'm much more of a cook than a baker. So some bakers
me
out
too.
There.
But my husband's definitely a baker. But my curious, it just sounds so expensive. Like, so you buy a pound of butter and then you boil it down. Like, does it make even less than your pound of butter?
Not much less. You don't lose much at all. But yeah, try it. That's always my recommendation to try it on. Like with any new habit or any new recipe, try it. Because that's the only way we can really know if it's going to work for us. So I recommend getting some butter and making some ghee and letting me know how it goes or ask questions along the way. And then you can decide, oh, this is amazing. I love it. And it's worth making it. Or this is amazing. I love it. And it's not worth making it. So now I know why it costs $10 to buy, but you'll get to figure that out on your own. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm so glad you shared this with us today.
You're welcome. It was fun to be here. I enjoy talking to you every week and kind of sharing my journey with you through food and getting to know you better and connect with your listeners. And I'm glad that we're doing this.
Me too. Well, I think listeners like it. You're getting lots of downloads. So I think people are, it seems to be resonating with people. And listeners, I'm going to give a call to action to you to reach out to Andrea Catherine, because we don't want her to quit on us like Marissa did, because people didn't reach out to Marissa, I think. And she just didn't really understand the commitment it takes to podcasting and building an audience and what it takes for people to reach out to a host or a guest or anything. So if you've been enjoying our episode,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you've been enjoying learning about food, if you have any questions, if you have a topic you want us to cover or anything, I'm really enjoying it. I know it's working for me. I mean, it's inspiring me. I've been eating so much healthier. I hear your voice in my head. I think about you when I'm in the grocery store, and just, I hope listeners are. And if they're like, have a farmer's market, they're going to use that, you know, if they're like a market farmer, they're going to, you know, teach some of these tips to their, you know, subscribers to their CSA, or they're going to put some of these tips in their newsletter, or, you know, just share some of these things, or I don't know. So I truly appreciate it. Well, you have a great week.
Thanks, Jackie. You too. So good to be here and connect. And people can find me on Facebook. I have my business page is Grounded Here. I also have a forum you can request to join that's Grounded Here Community. And you can email me, Andrea at groundedhere.com. Check out my Fearless Self-Love podcast. All that is available. So I'd love to hear from you.
Cool. Awesome. Well, you have a great week.
Thanks, you too. Take good care.
If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.